Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, where we continue with the His Five, doing our 90 devotions in 90 days in 5 minutes or less. Lincoln Lawing here coming at you. And today, the word we're going to be talking about is invest. You know, most of the time when you hear the word invest or investment, we think about money, but today we're not talking about that. We're going to be talking about spiritual investments. And our scripture for today is in 2 Timothy 2:2. And it says, "And the things you have heard from me, say in the presence of many witnesses, and entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." So, you know, the power of an investment is the activity that takes place when you're not around. Also, the power of an investment is the activity that takes place after you're gone. And I believe that spiritual, God-breathed investments are the most important ones we can make, because life is short and we don't have much time on this earth compared to eternity. So I want you to think, what type of investments are you making today that are going to last beyond this earth and into eternity? Because scripture is filled with instances of God's people taking what God had bestowed onto them and investing it into others. So as parents, spouses, coaches, players, leaders, mentors, teammates, friends, we have an abundance of opportunities to make eternal investments, and those will pay dividends long after we're gone. You know, I heard a Christian psychologist once say, the older we get, the more we start thinking about what we will leave behind. So my question for you today is this: what are you going to leave behind after you're gone? The power of what you leave behind when you're gone is directly related to the investment that you make while you're here. Spiritual, God-breathed investments of the gospel into other people will pay dividends far after you're gone and will have an eternal impact. The gospel is still being preached today because the investment that Jesus made into his disciples. The evangelism that Paul started is still being carried out today because the investment he made into Timothy and others. And I think about my own life work carries on because the investment people have made into me. And God enables us and empowers us to make the investment. He provides the fertile hearts to be invested in. He provides the compound interest beyond what we can comprehend. So today what we should do is go out and invest in someone else. Many years from now, what we leave behind is all that will be left, because internal investments are far more valuable than earthly ones. So our closing verse today, Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Invest in someone and make an investment today that'll pay off long after you're gone. That's what God's called us to do. Thanks for tuning in. Lincoln Lawing coming at you. See you next time.